Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's Hour of Trivia, Puzzles, and Word Games. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and we're going to talk to musician Andrew W.K. about the ultimate partier, Jesus Christ Superstar, in just a bit. But first, please welcome to the stage Sheldon Levy and Phil Bethel. So interestingly, Sheldon, your mother worked in the airline industry, so you've been on 1,000 planes.
She still does.
And still does.
June, she'll be 36 years at United Airlines.
Wow.
Very proud of her, and she sacrificed a lot, and I got to see the world because of it. So I'm, thanks, Mom.
I know. Phil, you are a traveler and avid hiker. You even ran a hiker's hut on the Appalachian Trail, is that
right? Of sorts. I was a glorified Sherpa. We carried food up to these huts and then cooked it. So I've cooked a turkey dinner for 96 people single-handedly.
Wow. All right. You are the guy to know. If you had to pick out one thing you despise about traveling, what would you say?
People who don't know how to fly on an airplane. You paid $150 to go to Denver. Don't expect first-class treatment. Like, treat everybody nicely.
Right.
They're working hard. They're hardworking people, you know?
Phil, how about you?
It's when people take chickens on the bus.
Oh, yes.
The worst.
This is going to be perfect, this game. Because this game is called Unruly Passengers. Jonathan, as a touring musician, you've been all over the world.
Yes.
And touring is tough, right? Traveling is tough.
Touring can be a real bummer, yeah. In this game, we will be hearing complaints from passengers who we have sent back in time to participate in some legendary historical journeys. Contestants, you will have to tell us what famous trip our spoiled passenger is whining about. Puzzle guru Archung, give us an example, please.
I specifically requested not to be on the Pinta. You better move me to a deluxe cabin on the Santa Maria when we get to the Canary Islands, or you'll be in big trouble, buddy. That would be the complaint from a passenger on Christopher Columbus's expedition to the New World.
So ring in when you know the answer, and the winner of this game will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.
Okay, good. Here we go. Excuse me, ma'am. I've asked several times to be moved to the front of the boat. I'm going to tell your manager about this. What's your name? Sacagawea? Well, guess what? I'm going to Saka you in the Jawea. Phil.
That would be Lewis and Clark.
That is correct.
Sack of you in the Jawea.
Yeah. That is one heck of a public radio insult.
This nonstop flight to Paris is taking forever. Where is my Kahlua and Coke? Where are the stewardesses? Pilot, are you the only one on this plane? Oh, wait. I am the pilot, and I am the only one on this plane. Phil.
That'd be Charles Lindbergh.
That's right. His transatlantic flight. Solo flight. That's right.
Nice. Pardon me, Tenzing, Edmund, I need to go back to base camp because there's no 4G service up here. Plus the tip of my nose fell off from frostbite, so how is my selfie going to look without a nose? Sheldon.
That is Edmund Hillary's expedition to the summit of Mount Everest.
Well, 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 someone's showing off with that answer.
Oh, man, we really need to stop soon. I drank way too much Tang. I'm not going to make it to the Sea of Tranquility. I can't take off my suit. You better floor it, Buzz. Phil.
That'd be Apollo 11 going to the moon.
Yeah, that's right.
Henry, we need to ask for directions. We can't just keep wandering around Central Africa. Oh, let's ask these nice villagers. Excuse me, do you know where I can find a doctor? Oh, he's right there. See, Henry, was that so hard? Sheldon.
The guy who went to find Dr. Livingstone. Stanley went to find Livingstone.
Yeah,
Stanley
exactly.
Finds Livingstone.
Yeah,
that's
there
right.
He does.
All right, this is your last question. This is the New World. I've been on this boat for 66 days with these boring, silent people, and we land on this tiny, stupid rock. At least I got this buckle on my hat. Phil.
That would be the Pilgrims land at Plymouth Rock.
That's right. That's right. Just for the record, they don't really think they landed on Plymouth Rock, and also they didn't really have buckles in their hats, but please don't write us letters.
They might have had a buckle on their hat.
Maybe one of them had a buckle on their hat. We just don't know. We don't know.
We'll never know.
And apparently there's some rock on some beach somewhere that they say is Plymouth Rock.
But nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. And the turkey was really a pheasant.
Right.
It keep going. It's all lies.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
Art, how did that game go?
That game went great, and Phil was our winner.
Congratulations, Phil. We'll see you on our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.